Zion there shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess.
Gosh, the freshness of heaven's dew as you encounter this working world.
Full Life Christian Center, staring into the fullness of God.
God of my past, God of my present, God of my future, you hold it all together. While I'm wondering how it's going to happen, you have it already worked out. While I'm wondering how will it ever come to pass, you have it already sorted out. Lift your hands and worship him as we take that chorus again. He is a God of your past, present, and future. Come on now, wave your hands and worship. Come on, don't be distracted. Come on, raise up.
God of my future, you write my soul and you hold.
Hallelujah. Raise your hand in worship. Hallelujah. God of my story, you hold it all together. God, hallelujah.
God of my future, and you write in my story.
You write my story,
and you hold it all together.
You hold it all together.
God of my present, God of my future,
and you write in my story.
You write my story,
and you hold it all.
God of my present. God of my future, come on, worship the Lord. Was a concern gives way to a breakthrough now in the name of Jesus. Shout, you are God. Now wave your hands and appreciate. You see, some people think that we must say it like 9-10 times before it happens. Once is enough. Once is. And if you are not alert to catch it, then it passed you by. It passed you by. He said they knew not the hour of their visitation. That means they knew maybe the month, they knew maybe the season. But that moment came, one little distraction, they missed it. Nothing will distract you today. I decree again, whatever was a concern turns to a breakthrough now in Jesus' name. Give him a wave offering. Your own is turning. Your own is turning to a breakthrough. A health breakthrough. A career breakthrough. A relationship breakthrough. A spiritual breakthrough. A financial breakthrough. So shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name we have worshipped. Give the Lord a big clap offering and give two people a good handshake and tell them, welcome to the house of God. Welcome to the house of God. God of my present, God of my future, you write my story. You hold it all together, God of my present, God of my future. You write my story.
You hold it all
not a good God? Come on, is he not a good God? And God planted a garden eastward. Eliminate all those homes. He planted a garden eastward in Eden. And there he put the man that he had formed. Genesis 2 verse 8. He formed the man in verse 7. Breathe into the man the breath of life. And in verse 8, he planted a garden eastward in Eden. Wow. Planted a garden, a place of delight, a place of beauty, a place of fruitfulness. That is one of the things God put in place to satisfy man with good things. Eden, a place of abundance, a place of good things. There he put the man. Who then wants to put you in a desert place? That devil is a bastard. Anyone here experiencing dryness, it is over today in the name of Jesus. Shout, I dwell in Eden. Loud, I dwell in Eden. Loud, I dwell in Eden. A place of abundance. Amen. I'm speaking on the topic, the economy of Eden. He planted a garden eastward in Eden. And there he put the man that he had found. If God put you in a garden, no devil has any right to bury your life in a wilderness. No. Everywhere dry everything breaking down, nothing working. That devil is a liar. Today, you are relocated by favor. You are relocated by grace. You are relocated by mercy. You are relocated by the help of God. Shout, I dwell in Eden. Hallelujah. God created Eden as a picture of the life of abundance that he designed and desires for man. A picture of the life of abundance that he designed and desires for man. In Genesis 1, 20, 21, waters bring forth abundantly. 21. Great whales, living creatures, the water brought forth abundantly. And God saw it was good. Abundance is good, and scarcity is bad. Hey. Abundance is what? Good, and scarcity is bad. Please hear what I'm saying, not just with your ear, with your spirit. Hear it with your spirit. Light is your way out of that dryness. God saw that it was good. Hallelujah. Genesis 2, 9 and 10. Out of the ground of Eden, the Lord God caused to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight, good for food. Tree of life also in the midst of the garden. Tree of knowledge of good and evil. A river went out of Eden to water the garden. And from thence it was parted and it became four heads.
abundance. No dry moment. Abundance. Never stranded. What's the meaning of abundance? Number one, plentiful supply. It means what? Plentiful supply. Job 22, 24, 25. It says there, you have gold and silver. Plenty. Somebody say plenty. Oh, la barane gebaya. Gold and silver. How? Plenty. Plenty. What is abundance? Overwhelming increase. No better yesterday. Overwhelming increase. Today is better than yesterday. Tomorrow better than today. And it continues like that. Overwhelming increase. In Psalm 115 verse 14. He said the Lord shall increase you more and more. You and your children. Who is saying amen to that here? Amen. Shout, I live in Eden. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things have passed away, and all things have become new. I am come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Who is saying amen? So the will of God for man is abundance. Hallelujah. That was Psalm 115. Verse 14. And John 10. Verse 10b. Abundance is the will of God. Don't accept scarcity. Don't accept shortage. Don't accept poverty. God knows I am from a poor home. You are not from a poor home. You were just born to meet poor parents. You were not from a poor home. God said he planted that home in a garden. Just that your parents didn't have knowledge to access it. Surrounded by a garden, but they didn't access it. For you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The senior brother of the prodigal son is in a home where everything is available, but he can't access it because of lack of knowledge. That you can't access abundance does not mean abundance is not available. But eyes have not seen it. Yet it's there. Things that God had prepared is there, but they can't see it. They can't see it. Say it again. I dwell in Eden. I dwell in abundance. No dryness for me. Say a loud amen. Amen. Your faith is going to go against your sight now. Your faith is going to go contrary to everything your body is telling you. Your faith is going to go contrary to everything that your environment is telling you. Let God be true. And let every man, let every system be a lie. Be a lie. One day the Lord told me, he said, if there's scarcity in one place, it's because there is over excess in another place. Somebody is custodying many people's own. That's why there's scarcity elsewhere. It doesn't mean that there's absence of supply. It's available, but it has been illegally cornered. And the oppressor never negotiates the release of the oppressed. At all. It must be secured by force. The force of light, the force of truth, the force of awareness. Senior brother is at home feeling bad that the father has not given him one sheep. The father said, everything is yours. What are you talking about? He didn't know. He didn't know. I decree, take the abundance that is yours now. Take the increase that is yours now. Take the supply that is yours now. Shout, I take it by force. I take it by faith. I take it by force.
I take it by faith. I take it by force. I take it by faith. Say amen in the house of God. That's the will of God for you. Psalm 36 verse 8. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house. And thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures. Abundantly satisfied. They shall be. God cannot lie. He said it will happen. They shall be. Not they might be. Not they should be. They shall be abundantly satisfied. If you are not ready for it, God will wait till you die. Then your son will get up and possess it. If your son is not ready, God will wait till your son dies. Then your grandson will be wise enough to possess it. If your grandson is not ready, God will wait till your grandchild dies. Then your great-grandchild will have wisdom to possess it. You must make up your mind that the devil can't cheat you of what God says is yours. That you will bind every devil till they release it. You will rebuke every devil till they let go. You will take authority against every system till the system gives way for you. Shout amen. Amen. Write this down. No one ever succeeds by chance. You succeed by choice. You don't prosper by chance. Say, my dear, I was just lucky. My dear, I just happened to see money. No, you don't just happen. You don't just happen. Hallelujah. A land of abundance. And God said it's good. It is what? Good. Glory to God. In Genesis 8:17. God said to Noah, bring forth with thee every living thing that is with thee of all flesh, fowl and cattle and creeping things, that they may breed abundantly. So you breed abundance. Abundance does not just happen. You manipulate certain principles to activate the waiting possibility of abundance. You breed it. You have the raw materials. Now breed abundance. I have put certain things in place. Now combine those factors and birth abundance. Hallelujah. It's an economy. It's an economy. Eden was an economy. It was an economy. That's the economy that made available good things for man. You see, we are looking at good things from different angles. So that by all means necessary, you access what is yours. On Wednesday, we looked at the fact that hope and life are factors and forces you mustn't play with. Hope and life. To be alive and hopeless is an anomaly. It's an illegality. You have signed up for frustration the rest of your life. Any day you wake up, look for hope. Fight for hope. Because that's how to access the good things God has for you. If things were good, wouldn't I have hope? OP. OP means out of point. When you have hope, you will see good. Hope is the force that can trigger good. Say here. Hope. But there's no hope. That's the more reason why you should manufacture hope. Concoct hope. Cook up hope. Generate hope. Invent hope. Choose hope. Abraham against hope had hope. And now we're telling you, become aware of the Eden economy. Don't just be aware of the economy of where you are. Become aware of the Eden economy. The economy God put in place. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
Abundance in Eden was powered by three things. Number one, spirituality. Number two, family. Number three, economy. Those three things powered abundance in Eden. Spirituality. The workings of the spirit. The alignment of a man with the spirit dimension of Jehovah. Formed man of the dust of the ground. Breathed into man the breath of life. Man became a living soul. Proper alignment with the spirit realm will give you a life of abundance. Spirituality. A spiritual man working in partnership with God, the Lord of all spirits, who created the physical out of the spirit realm. He created the physical out of the spirit dimension. And that's why the spiritual forever rules the physical. That's why people use occult power to manipulate mere human beings and human systems. Because the spiritual can overrule the natural. But the Most High ruleth over all realms. The heavens is his throne, and the earth is his footstool. And any man that is in Christ has been raised together with him and have been made to sit together with him in heavenly places, far above spirituality. That's a connection between prayer and my job. Prayer and my soundness to do business well. Because some other person does not have time to pray, but he has time to invoke occult power. Some other person doesn't have time to fast, but he has time to join Illuminati. Some other person does not have time to read the word of God, but he has time to chant the books of Lucifer to manipulate the earthly system. Some other person does not have time to pay tithe, but he has time to service evil altars in order to adjust and alter the constellations of the stars and moons to manipulate people. So people just do mumucious things and not know why. The day was programmed by powers before he came. Hallelujah. But I don't need to go to the sun when I am connected to the one who created the sun. I don't need to go to the river when I am connected with the one who owns the river. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, shout I hear. That's the connection, sir, between spirituality and abundance. Everything on earth, a spirit provided it. And spirits can control them. A spirit called God provided all of these things. Out of his spirit dimension. A spirit provided money, provided gold, provided plans, provided everything you see. Hallelujah. Align with it, and you can't be stranded. Family. Family. The Bible said in Genesis 2:18, and God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him an help. Suitable, proper, complementary, a necessary additive, a necessary backup. Because one will chase 1,000. Two will put 10,000 to flight. A necessary reinforcement from the home front. A voice that keeps wishing him or her well. A smile that keeps watering and fertilizing her atmosphere. A glad heart that just continues to ooze out favor in her direction. And that's why every human being was designed to be in a family. Every human being was designed to be in a family. Adam was the only human being that existed outside connection to a family. And God quickly corrected it and said, it's not good. It's not good. If this guy must maintain abundance, this is not good. Come on now, quick. Put him in a family. After Adam, sir, every other human being is born into a family. Just that the devil, the wicked devil, keeps destroying families. Keeps destroying families. Keeps doing what? Destroying families. From marrying wrongly to divorcing. Now they don't even want to marry. They just want to have children. I just need a man. I just have a child with a man. Then I'm good. I pay him off. I take care of my daughter. I'm good. Legalized dysfunction. I'm telling you that, you see, as a man thinketh in his heart, mindset has been so twisted that what God said is good is now called a necessary evil. No wonder there is chaos in creation. There is absolute chaos. Chaos. Eden, the life of abundance, the land of abundance, was powered by the pillar of spirituality, the pillar of family, and number three, the pillar of economy. It's not enough to have spirituality. It's not enough to have family. You need economy. You need what? Economy. What is economy? A system that sponsors and sustains the orderly regulation and distribution of resources. Orderly regulation. It regulates everything, the production of resources, the management of resources, the allocation of resources, the consumption of resources in an orderly manner. In a what? Orderly manner. Orderly manner. Orderly manner. Knows when to tell appetite. Stop that! This bread, we have to eat the rest tomorrow morning. So you don't eat until you are vomiting tonight. Take what you can. Tomorrow morning, we got to eat the rest. That is an orderly organization of resources. Did a job, they paid you 4 million. You carried the 4 million, 3.8, and bought a car. You see, you don't understand economy. Now you are left with 200,000. You drive the car home, landlord increase rent. Now from a rent of 250, you are now paying 350, but all you have is 200. Because you don't understand economy. You are a waster. That's why in the Garden of Eden you are suffering. You see, you are to breed abundance. The systems have been put in place. Amen, somebody? Production has factors. It's called factors of production. You must know how to orderly administer, orderly moderate, regulate resources. Stop looking like God is not answering your prayer. He is. But your greed is not under regulation. Your greed. Your greed is not under regulation. You don't understand the laws of money. You are an accidented vehicle. Driving on top speed with no brake. Your crash is a matter of time. The business just started. Just started. The business just started. You already have 6 staff. Because laziness lives in your house. 6 staff. You see, you are not regulating that aspect of your life. You are not regulating it. You can't return a phone call to clients. That's why you are losing clients. Because you are not regulating your time management. You are not allocating time to proper things. Rather, you are allocating time to the world. That's your problem. Hey, I was to meet this man. You are rushing out 1 hour behind schedule. It's so bad that you have brought Z-Wall to your shop. And see, customer 24, I'm coming. Oh, I would. You see, you are not ready. You are not ready. Your life is out of control. You are not regulated. Economy is a system that regulates things in your life to arrive at profitability. That is Eden. Eden is not where you sleep when you like, wake up when you like, and angels come in the evening and take care of the garden for you. He never clear you yet. You see, that's why the moment one of the regulations was violated, Adam was kicked out of Eden. That is what happens. When the regulations that are to monitor and supervise your abundance is violated, all of a sudden, from yesterday where you had comfortable finances, by the next 2 days, you are wondering, where did the 100,000 go? Because you are not regulated in your life. Somebody, as I'm talking now, you should be looking for your ATM card and a scissors to cut it. You cut it up. Some of you, as I'm talking now, you should be ready to delete that bank transfer app from your phone. That's after this, you just delete. In Jesus' name. You say, but how will I be going to bank? It will be difficult. Exactly. That difficulty is in place so that your money can be saved from you. You are the destroyer of your money. I don't want to lose Eden. No way. You see, if you understood regulation, you would have cut down the budget of your wedding so that you have something to live life after wedding. But you see, your life is not under regulation. You are living a lawless life. So they must cover the whole wall with green grass carpet. Because you want to eat the wall. They must lay green carpet from the main road down to the reception chair. Because that's your permanent house. Feel the current care. Why? Because all that you are thinking of is how people say, wow. That's all you are thinking of. Nothing else. The rest of your brain has not engine. The only thing your brain is thinking about is, wow. The question is, how much will wow add to your bank account? Wow, what a gown. What a gown. Be careful how you move with that gown. If you tear that gown, it go clear you say, no be your own. When you could have rented an affordable gown, after all, you are using it for 4 hours. Finish. Max 5 hours. No, you've rented two. So that you first of all wear the gown, then later you change and wear the normal dress. After that, so you spent all of the goodwill. Some people deprive themselves of what they could have done with their money to support you. Some people, because you lied to them that there's no rice. Whereas there was rice. But you wanted carpet from the tar road to the venue. So you lied and said it's rice you want. You lied that there's no drink. Whereas you want to give people wall clock as souvenir. Because they don't have clock in their house. Those who have clock, when last did they change the battery? Nobody has time. Clock has died. Is there? Oh, we nearly, nobody has time. Phone will tell me time. Wristwatch will tell me time. My neighbor will tell me time. I better leave the clock. Look for five people. Tell them, are you living in Eden at all? Or you have scattered your Eden. You have ruined your Eden. You have destroyed your Eden. You have overthrown your Eden. Are you living in Eden at all? Are you living a regulated life? Are you living a regulated life? I cannot eat food without meat, without fish, without pomo, without shaki. What are you? What are you? Are you on death row? About to die after the meal? Even last supper was not like that. Even last supper that they were to eat and die wasn't such a waste. And at your age, you can't even digest most of these things. Garbage in, garbage out. I cannot kill myself. Stand up everywhere. Say, Father, restore my discipline. Restore my sanity. Restore regulation back to my life. Shout yes. Sit down. Let's wrap up. Use all your 200,000 and rented a G-Wagon so that when you drive in, wow. The person that was hiring the vehicle told you, there's a Prado you can hire at half that price. No, I don't want Prado. Prado is still common. Prado is still common. Give me limousine. They hire limousine for you. And right now, your debt is longer than your life. Debt is longer than your life. What did I say? It's economy. A system. For what? That sponsors and sustains the orderly regulation and distribution of resources. If you get that one alone, honestly, you will refuse to take some people's phone call. If you get that one alone. Because people will use you to sponsor their greed. While they use their money for genuine needs, then they will use you to sponsor their greed. Or they will spend their money on useless greed because they can count on yourself who has no regulation. They plan you without your being aware. My dear, I just felt like taking juice. So he bought one big Chivita juice and kept. Point and kill fish and kept. My dear, let me spoil myself a little. After all, that person will provide for tomorrow. If or not. That is why you can see the person you are helping wearing a shoe you have not yet worn. Using a phone, you are not using. Shine your eyes. And when people want to use you, they can pretend. They will look like they are about to die now. For where? They are not dying. Now, that's not to mean that you shouldn't help genuine people. Oh. Don't confuse it. Oh. Hey, wake up. Say, nah, in this house, we are not buying gas. Buy gas to let children eat. Praise the Lord. But are you getting what God is saying to us here? Yes. Take note of this. God created the earth with abundance. Stop living a life of waste. Abundance is not lacking. It's people that are living wasteful lives. Stop living a life of waste. Psalm 24 verse 1, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness, not emptiness, fullness thereof. Psalm 104 verse 24. The earth is full of thy riches. Is full of thy riches. Your business is not empty. It's just that you are too greedy that you can't wait for the right time. You are spending everything today. You are busy competing with people that are not on your level. And you are suffocating your business, trying to impress people who don't care. Say amen. Amen. Say amen. Amen. How many of you believe that God created the earth with abundance? And so we must avoid what kind of life? Waste. A life of waste. Avoid a life of waste. Stop living a life of waste. Stop doing big girl on charity that somebody gave you. Stop doing big boy on charity. Someone just assisted you with 20,000. Now you're a big boy at home. You are not a big boy. Fuel will soon run out. Stop living big. When you have not generated big. Come on, are you hearing what I'm saying now?
Glory, hallelujah. We are so glad that God's word from the mouth of God's servant has blessed you with wisdom, grace, and faith for a better life. We urge you to get more of God's words today, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. To get more messages from God's servant, please visit the Full Life Bible House on Sekagadwak Avenue, Uyo, Akwa Ibom State, Nigeria, or any branch of Full Life Christian Center nationwide. You can also place your orders online as you visit our website, www.fulllifefoundation.org. God bless you.